Parshas Bamidbar describes the encampment of the Jews in the Midbar. And there were four machanos, as the Torah tells us. Yehuda mitzad kedma mizracha, vachonim olav yisachar v'zvulim. And then there's Reuven temona, vachonim olav shimon v'gad, machane Ephraim yama, vachonim olav Manasseh u'binyamin, machane Dan safona, vachonim olav Asher v'Naphtali. So to explain the logic of the four encampments and those who are included on it, what I'd like to suggest is this. Machne Yehuda was the largest tribe, incorporated within it, Yisach and Zvulun, because Yehuda represents the Torah. As it says, Umechokek mi ben raglof. This was Yaakov's bracha to Yehuda. And the Chazal and Tzav, Elon and Nesim, those in the Nesim of the Sanhedrin, which came from Yehuda. Yisachar is a chomer govern. He suffers, so to speak, under the yoke of Torah and is committed always to the study of Torah. And Zvulun is the one who supports Yisachar, and therefore he has a share in the Torah of Yisachar. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Smach Zvulun b'tzei secha v'Yisachar b'holecha. That Zvulun goes out, Yotze b'pakmatya v'Yisachar osek b'Torah b'oholim. Zvulun goes out and does commerce with which he's able to support Yisachar, who is always engaged in the study of Torah. So the machna, the encampment of Yehuda, represents this commitment to Torah. Machna Reuven represents those shvatim that did not get a share in the Eretz Canaan. Reuven and Gad, their chelek, their portion, was in Eretz Canaan. And Shimon, who is also part of Machne Reuven, he is spread out throughout the land of Israel, as Yaakov tells him, Afitzim Bisrael, I will scatter them along throughout the land of Israel. And Rashi explains there, Ein lecha anim shevesofim malamdi tinokos elam ishimun kitei shiu nefutzim. That Shimon is poor, and amongst them are the Malamdim, teachers, Sofrim, they're poor. And so they're scattered throughout the land, and they teach Torah throughout the land. So they don't really have a real centralized share in the land. The next encampment is Machne Ephraim. Ephraim represents those are the children of Rachel. So therefore, Ephraim is, Machne Ephraim is Menashe, includes also Menashe and Binyamin. And then there's Machne Dan. Machne Dan is composed of the Pilakshim. With the exclusion of God, because God, as I said before, is part of Reuven, Machne Reuven, because he didn't get a share in the land. But Dan, those who encamped together with him, Asher and Naphtali, because they're the sons of the Pilakshim. So this is what I would suggest is the rationale for the structure of the different camps, of the four different camps in the Midbar.